easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
That's why I wrote it easy way.
Everybody stand up.
What's going on, everybody? All right, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. Once again, we're getting live and direct on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, your best way to connect to like-minded individuals. We got another fantastic, popular, poppin', rockin', tip-top talkin' hot show today. We got a fantastic guest. She's actually running for presidency. She's a candidate running for president. How cool is that? Can't wait to talk to her. So we've had some really fantastic things popping in and out. We got my lovely co-host, Miss Viva, in the house. Viva, 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 are you there? You there with me? Viva?
Yes. Hi. Good morning. How are you, Easy?
There she is. I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm hoping everybody can hear me okay, because I don't know why.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good, because I do this on Skype usually, and it was off and some weird thing and stuff, so I'm doing some direct microphone thing. I was like praying to God. I'm like, please work, because my show's going on. Ah! And so, yeah, so it's going to be a hot show. So, Viva, we just got back from the Mansion of Blood movie premiere with Gary Busey and all the old school Hollywood stars. That was a fun experience. That was a fun experience.
So, I am so glad I didn't miss that, because that was absolutely one of the best events that I've been to right now. That was a blast. And you know what made it a blast? The Easy Way being there. You really covered and got the best stars to come to you. And I saw them just dive over to be able to come and talk to you and be on your show. That was, to me, an honor to even be part of your team.
Well, I personally wasn't there. That was you and Dante doing your thing. I was
That's right. You didn't have to be there. They still died for you. You were walking the red carpet.
Well, you know, Viva, it's a blessing. We've been doing it the easy way in Hollywood, in corporate Hollywood, for a pretty long time, and people are starting to kind of know us, and they kind of recognize our brand, and they come say hi when we're around. And you know, today we're actually covering a movie premiere for Chocolate City by Paramount Pictures and Viacom, starring Vivica Fox, my good friend Robert Richard, D. Ray Davis, Tyson Beckford. Everybody's on this. Trey Ireland, my boy Michael Jai White. A lot of people remember him from Spawn. It's gonna be it's not a premiere; it's an actual private screening. And so,
that's
since
some heavy hitter stars. My gosh, another great event.
Yeah, since I'm halfway dead, my wonderful team's gonna go out and get that. And shout out to our Dante Reporter. He's me when I can't be there. So he's gonna be getting all the interviews.
Amazing, I must say. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And so you guys stay tuned for that. We're going to be getting some really cool interviews with all those people we mentioned, and then some. Shout outs to my girl Marie Lamel with Platinum Star PR for that introduction, and also my boy Marron, which is one of the producers dealing with all the producers. And so we're rocking and we're rocking and popping. That's my new saying. You like it? We're rocking and popping.
I love it. That's almost like Marron. We rock and roll.
Then we can add some locking, and then the jaw's dropping. How about that?
Love it. As long as the word rock is in there.
Yeah. So we got, guys. This is Viva Dahl. Viva Dahl is a recording artist formerly with Universal. She was with Max Music Universal. You sold over 500,000 units. Huge,
yes.
Spanglish market. You know, Viva, you're doing your thing. You have such a pure heart, such a nice heart. We just officially brought Viva on to be a celebrity host with Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way TV. You have a huge event coming up, which we'll talk about in a few. We got to go to a quick commercial break, because we got to pay the bills, you know, and unfortunately you got to pay bills to keep things going. But you're listening to Easy Talk Live, guys, with my co-host Viva Dahl. And we're with Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks, connecting you to the stars, connecting you to like-minded individuals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Networks. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Love All Humans Radio Show with your host.
I'm Sean.
I'm Tracy.
This is your show for positive music, talk, and entertainment, the Love All Humans Blog Talk Radio Network.
We are here to uplift your spirit and educate on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494. That's 718-766-4494. We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.loveallhumans.com
and email us at join@loveallhumans.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas. Also, for all your residential, commercial, or investment property needs, check out LoveAllHumansRealty.com or call me, Tracy Williams, at 562-354-1724.
We support Easy
and the Easy Way Broadcasting Network
for doing it
the easy way.
We love you. Love all humans.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or Easy, as a lot of people know him. I want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood. All right, guys, we are back. We are back on Easy Talk Live with my lovely co-host, Viva Doll. Sold over 500,000 units, doing her music thing, EDM, Spanglish. You got to check her out. We got the hot event coming up June 13th. We got everybody coming out from Wire Image, PR Photos, to Getty, to all the press, to just all the press, the carpets is going to be star-studded. We got a special VIP access area. We got a bunch of performers. Viva, tell them about it. And then soon, guys, we told you to tell you about this event. We got our special guest coming on. She's running for the presidential election 2016. And we got this is going to be a really cool show. Really cool show.
Wow.
So, Viva,
excited.
Tell them about the event.
Well, yes, it's June 13th. We have so many people coming. And you know what? It's thanks to the Easy Way. And that's what I love about working with you guys. This is an amazing event. We have not only, I'm so looking forward to LP officials to see his performance. We have Mary Desmond. We have Brenton Tyler, which goes Slider Rhythm.
Slider Rhyme. It was close.
Slider Rhyme. Well, I'm sure he has rhythm too. and I'm so excited to see all these talented people. It's really going to be very exciting for me. This is something new, and it's thanks, like I said, thanks to you for putting all this together, and it's just amazing the way it's come across for it. Now everybody wants to be a part of it, which is what really the world is about. I mean, if we all come together, we can create amazing things, and Easy, I got to say, you are like the leader in that, and that's what making this event amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you got your app. You got your Viva Doll app coming out.
Absolutely.
And,
that's exciting. I have an app coming. And you know what? It's being launched that day. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we're launching so many things. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to bring our guest on. Like I said, she is running for the presidential election 2016. And then we'll tell them a little bit more about the app. And we have a special guest that I actually just texted. Which was on our show previously, but we're going to be announcing some things that we're going to be doing together with them, which is it's like success coaching, and what they're involved in is Bank of America and down, man. So we got some really cool information. Don't go away, guys. Don't go away. But we have our special guest. She is running for the presidential election 2016. We got to try to support her. We're going to find out, you know, what makes her tick and why she's going to be a good president and all that stuff. We have Miss Lyle, am I saying right?
It's Lyle. And I just want to say I'm doing it the easy way.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, Lyle, welcome to the show. This is my lovely co-host, Viva Doll. And,
hi.
And we want to thank our wonderful sponsors and distributors and syndicators and all the people that support us from Soul Central Magazine to Soul Central TV, which actually introduced us to Lyle in this situation, Fan TV Global Networks, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Indy 100 Radio, MDK Radio, Genesis Radio Birmingham, FI, goes on and on. If we forget anybody, we apologize. But everything's always on our blog, so you'll be able to see all of our supporters. Lyle, welcome to the show, and talk to us. Tell us about yourself. Why are you running for presidency? This is crazy.
Well, I'm running for president because I feel like it's time for some real leadership. And when I say real leadership, I mean like someone who is totally interested and totally cares about us as humans, coast to coast, not just in America, but across the world.
Love that.
Well, yeah, if you heard Love All Humans is another one. Thank you for reminding me. Love All Humans Radio. So are you saying that the other people that are running are not doing it? Like, what makes you different?
No, that's not at all what I'm saying. I actually take my hat off to everyone that's in politics, number one, because it's so political, number two, because it's very dangerous, and number three, because sometimes it's so ineffective. So to get up there and to act like you're making a difference when you know that you're really not and the American people are aware of it, well, now it's like everybody's eyebrows are raised and their mouths are hanging wide open and we're like, really? Like, we thought that you were going to do this and we thought that you were going to do that. But in all reality, one person can't do it. Like, teamwork makes the dream work. And I don't
That's
know
right.
if there's a lot of teamwork going on in Washington, D.C.
Okay. I can agree with that. Well, you do understand you're going up against some pretty extensive opponents. You got your work ahead of you. That's for sure.
Well, my real work was in my past. Like this right here, it comes easy compared to being a single mom, being a small business owner, being a quote unquote minority. You know, so based on things that I've gone through in the past, this right here is going to be like a cakewalk.
Well, love to know what you've gone through in the past. You know, what makes you qualified to do this? I mean, I know we were talking before. You said that you're like a marketing expert, and you know, tell us everything.
Well, when I say a marketing expert, I've actually been a business and entertainment management and marketing consultant since 2006 when I left the corporate world. I had only been in the corporate world for a year, but I did that so that I could meet different people. I've always been self-employed. But one thing about going into the marketplace is that you get an opportunity to learn so many different things, and you meet so many different people from so many different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
in terms of
the
things that I've actually gone through, I'm sorry, Ms. Diva, I just didn't want to, like, answer incompletely, but I've been homeless, so therefore I care about homeless people. I've been hungry, so I care more about people that have issues getting food. I've been jobless before, and I have credentials, and I'm really good, but sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Mm-hmm. I've been without
health insurance. You know, I've had a chance to experience all the woes of every single what I would call an American. You know, I've been through things firsthand, so therefore I care. People tend to care when they're not going through things themselves.
Okay. So if you were to get to be president, what changes would you make?
Okay, some of the changes that I would make, I would definitely, like, I survey people on a daily basis, okay? I come in contact, because I'm a veteran to the beauty industry, I come in contact with people from all walks of life, black, white, Spanish, Asian people, young, old, rich, poor. I come in all, you know, contact with a lot of people being in the beauty industry. So when this big whole Obama thing came up, of course I had to, like, do my research and survey the people and things of that nature, and people really aren't that happy with it. They really aren't that happy with it. I think it's totally ridiculous that a single parent of one, about $400 is going to get deducted from her check on a monthly basis, but she has to spend $6,200 before her insurance will even kick in. I mean, by all means, that's not fair to anybody. And then somebody like me who makes a limited income, like maybe $15,000 or less, ends up paying maybe $12 a month. Like, something is wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one
mm-hmm.
thing that I would change. I would come up with a better insurance plan that maybe we can, that's maybe more affordable for every household. Like, for instance, $100 a month per adult and $25 a month per child. And, of course, people that make more money, like millions of dollars, could spend a little more, don't you think, compared to someone who's at poverty level?
Of course, yeah. And Viva, you were saying something before, and you were a little voice that got overpowered.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was saying that I love the way she thinks. I mean, she actually created a fan in me, and the way she believes is very similar to what I see that the world needs. So there's nothing better than knowing that someone is out there fighting for the same things, that the many people need this. And I appreciate everything you've said. I'm a big fan
now. Thank you.
And I didn't know any of this beforehand, as you know, and just listening to you is amazing.
Oh,
your wording,
oh,
your
thank
thoughts.
You.
And I hope that it comes across the way it's coming across to me. I hope that everybody can feel her sincerity, and that's beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Diva. I thank you, Ms. Diva. I really appreciate
Viva.
That.
Viva with a V. Viva with a V. Not
Diva. Oh, Viva. Thank you, Viva.
Yes, like life.
Absolutely. It's Latin, is it not? I studied Latin
yeah,
for 4 years.
Yeah, you can
years.
Say it's Latin. It's. I mean, it's a Viva Las Vegas, Viva Paris, everybody. You know, I've heard it all. But, yeah, it means life. My mom, you know, named me to live life. I was a girl, so she was happy. Power
oh, yeah.
in women, you know.
Well, I am very sincere and I'm very passionate about this movement. It's not just me alone. It's not about me being famous and full of fortune as a result of being mm-hmm. in the limelight and everything. It's truly about the people that I hang around. It's truly about all the people out there that I don't know that are suffering. It's about helpless and hopeless and homeless people. Like, I'm truly for the people. I've suffered so much that I don't want other people to have to go through it senselessly.
Absolutely.
I was answering the other callers that were coming in. Sorry if we had a little blank spot there, guys. So we are getting a couple callers that are popping in. But let me ask you this question, Lyle. What's your strategy? I mean, you're like I said, you're going up against some big players here. You know, you got Hillary Clinton, and you got a lot of people that are very established and branded, and it's definitely going to be a speed bump road. It's going to be a tough road. What are your strategies in marketing and getting where, I mean, I'm with you on what you're saying. I agree. I think that's great that you're for the general working family person. And you want to make a change, but how are you going to get that message out there to these people to know what you're trying to do?
It's so easy being a marketing guru already. It's so easy because I'm already, like, active on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Bebo and Delicious and Google Plus. Like, I have a presence online. And I may not have the millions of followers that some of the other politicians have, but I have friends that have tons and tons and tons of friends. If you look at my numbers on social media.
Can I interrupt really quick? Yes, I interrupt. You know what? I really want you to tell the people how they can actually connect with you, because that's important. I know that it's, you know, we're listening and all of us want to connect, and we want to get you to the million. So then you can get your word out and get it to the entire world. So can you please tell us how we can connect with you on Twitter and all that?
Well, you can actually connect with me. The best way is to actually Google my name. I love Google. Because you can find anybody and anything. And if you just Google my name, it's Laio, L-A-I-O, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. And all my social networking websites will pop up. In addition, you can go to my website, which is also my name, which is www.laiomorris.com. And I actually built it myself. This one, I guess, give a shout out to GoDaddy, because that's the web service that I'm using. You know,
yeah.
They make it so easy for us.
And you have no idea. Being on the Easy Way show, you are going to see such a difference, because there is nothing better than to have someone like Easy behind you. And doing this interview, you're going to see your following grow, because he is one of the best. And that's what I desire for you, because I really love what you're about.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry I interrupted, but I really wanted you to get that out there, because I know people are listening and thinking, well, how? They're probably agreeing with you, and there's nothing worse than trying to find how to communicate with that person they heard on the radio, but, you know, the info is not there. So please, I'm so glad that you shared that with everybody, because I really want that for you.
Thank you, Ms.
Let me jump in real quick. Let me jump in real quick here. I just want to make it very clear. We are on air. We are in media, and I'm just getting to know Lyle, and I'm supporting Soul Central Magazine, and I'm an impartial party. I will interview everybody, and I'm just trying to figure out who's the best candidate for the situation. And so I don't want, you know, politically, you got to be really careful. So I'm just putting out there. I'm a middleman. I'm just trying to put the message out there, media in general. But I will say this: what I'm hearing thus far. What I'm hearing, what your message is, what you're trying to do, I am behind that. Now we have a caller that's calling in. Her name's Shelly from Atlanta. We're gonna have to go ahead and bring Shelly from Atlanta in. She had a question for our guest. Shelly from Atlanta, you're on air, Easy Talk Live. What's your question?
Hi, Laio, and I commend you for what you're doing, and you are again running up against some big people. However, I am a registered Democrat, but I'm not voting that way. I adore Hillary, but as a leader of the free world, you have to stay strong in all positions no matter what. In Obama's run, he said that he would for all the pork bellies, he would go through them with a fine-tooth comb. That did not happen. I would like to see that happen. I'm in a state where we get pork bellies for Fox. $4 million for Fox. Nothing's happened. That money can go somewhere else. And I would like to see those pork belly money replaced or put somewhere where it can be used. How are you going to do the work that Obama didn't do with those pork bellies that every state gets for crap?
Well, as I mentioned before, it's not just up to one person. I can't change things any more alone than Obama did. What I think is important is that you have the right team of experts and individuals. That team should consist of people that are in politics, people that are in medicine, people that are in beauty and fashion and music, people that are in the corporate world. What I mean is your team and your committee needs to be consist of regular old people in the community. If you do not rely on what the people want, you're going to lose every time. I don't have all of the answers. I just have my own few creative ideas. What I've done and what I will continue to do is build a committee, build a strong team of experts and advisors that can help me to come up with solid economic plans. See, I can't necessarily undo what's been done by all these other presidents and all these other legislators and lobbyists and things of this nature. All I can do is put our plans in place. And, of course, we can't go into, like, real detail because we have to make sure that we're not letting all our cats out of the bag. Feel what I'm saying?
I do, and I thank you. And I agree with Viva. You seem like you have a very caring heart, and you want to make sure the American people are taken care of. I would just like to see the government in the whole, you know, really put the people first. Because at this
That's
point,
right.
we are not. I feel like a indentured servant in my own country, and no American should feel that way. No American should feel that they have to do this to get that, or they have to rob Peter to pay Paul. Not in the free world. Of course, it's a capitalistic country, but in all reality, it's more feeling like a servitude country. And I just want to see the people gain back and have a voice. I never understand politics, how senators go to Congress and say, hey, you know, I need streets, or I need this, or we need gun control, or we need gang control, or we need this in my community. But I've never seen you at any of our town city halls. There's never a vote locally on the things that these congressmen and representatives take back to Washington. So who are they speaking for? And Easy, maybe you can answer that for me. Who are they speaking for?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm not going to bring a lot of my views and opinions on everything until I do my research. But I'd say, you know, each person has their own their way of doing things. So they'd be speaking for themselves from what I've seen. And some people, I mean. They're gonna have different views and opinions. Some people, you know, everybody's gonna have their own way of doing things. So I kind of got caught off guard by that question, to be honest. But check my social media to get my real answer as I think about it for a while. But Shelley, we really appreciate you calling in. And just out of curiosity, how did you hear about Easy Way Broadcasting? How did you hear about the show?
A friend told me about it, and I like it. I'll be tuning in more.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You're welcome to subscribe. And then our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting. Same with Twitter. It's Easy Way Broadcast. So we appreciate you calling in, and we welcome you to call in more and tell your friends. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Shana.
You, Easy. You're welcome, Leo and Vivo. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. All right, guys. We got the person that actually brought Leo to the table. His name is Mark Rowe. He's actually one of my partners. He is the Easy Way UK. We got Mark in the house. Mark Rowe.
Hey,
Mark.
Hi,
Leo.
Mark Rowe.
Yay. Can I have another one of those, Eric?
You can if you get off speakerphone or whatever it is. You sound like you're in a giant tunnel. But no. So basically, guys, Mark is one of our partners for Easy Way UK. He owns Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, and he also brought the Genesis Radio Birmingham partnership to the table. So all the shows that we have does get syndicated to FM radio out there in Birmingham in the UK. And you will see Miss Lyo on the cover of Soul Central Magazine. And so I thought we'd bring Mark in.
Yay.
That's why we're talking with her. Mark's the man. And you get a chance to meet Viva as well, Mark. You know, Viva's my co-host. She's the one I've been telling you about. I think you guys have been going back and forth on Facebook.
Hi, Viva.
Yes. Hi, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
Showed you the magic of social media. Mark, you still sound far away. I don't know why you sound like you're in a tin can, but that's all right. We'll deal with it.
I think I'm tall. I must be getting taller or something.
Maybe you're getting taller, exactly. But so Lyle, and I mean, we can all kind of join in the conversation here. We didn't actually go into the strategies and the techniques and what you plan on doing to put yourself out there. Besides, I mean, you said that you're going to, you know, you're going to form a committee, which is amazing. It's great. And that's what is your committee going to do? What type of committee are you going to form?
Well, it's called the Political Committee, and it's titled the Lyo Morris for President Committee. And I also just recently obtained the Lyo Morris for Humanity Committee because I want people to know that it's not just about me being president. It's about making noise and making as many changes now. Because from what I understand, if you have the right lobbyists in place, you can get bills passed right away. It's not as long and as difficult of a process as people think. And my best strategy is just being me. Like, I have a natural presence online because I've been marketing and managing different people in the entertainment industry for free, by the way, and I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying that I think it's important to do what you love, and that's what I do. I participate in my labors of love, and one of those labors of love is to just get people known and to get people paid. So I already have, like, years and years and years of experience. You know, I have a big mouth, and people know it. And, you know, my mouth online is just as big as my mouth offline. But it's never just about me. I have a whole lot of people on my team that need to be heard. They are worthy of exposure. People that have more experience in politics but don't necessarily want to run for president. People that have more experience in economics but don't necessarily want to run for president. You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying. Mark, we hear you click
the
keyboard away.
I am the voice
away.
For the people.
Oh, sorry about that.
Stop it.
I'm the voice for the people.
I'm
making
you crazy. Sorry, go ahead.
And I'm the voice for the people. I'm speaking not only for me, but for people, the people that I've come across, the people that I've met online, you know, people that I've never, ever, ever, ever met before. And remember, it's not just about America. It's about all God's children. And I think it's safe to assume that it's okay to say God. You know, that's my foundation.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm so strong.
You know, you get this because you said that. We love God. So you are welcome to say God all day long. We are a vehicle for God. That's all the only reason we're involved with what we're involved in, doing what we're doing. What do you think, besides the insurance, I mean, you've already expressed that the insurance situation is something that didn't sit right with you. What other things do you feel that Obama, you know, has done that has negatively impacted us?
Like, I don't want to refer too much to Obama simply because he is our current president, and I don't want to do anything disrespectful towards him. I don't follow him, but I don't follow a lot of other politicians. And one thing that I really think that has us bound is this thing called, this beast called the credit system. We are all bound by it, number one, because it was never fully explained to us. It's like you're imposing your system upon us. And at the end of the day, like, it's really not fair to pre-qualify some people for a home based on a credit score that we didn't agree to be a part of. So I really want to abolish the credit system if nothing else, put a new one into place. Fully explain it to people. Like, you can't, it's not fair to penalize people, you know, for something that they're ignorant of.
Okay, and forgive me, I'm trying to get your viewpoints on every different angle. So what was that thing that did hit you that made you want to run for presidency? I mean, it's not every day that someone just goes, hey, I think I want to run, become the president of the United States.
It's not. Believe it or not, it got revealed to me as a child. It just got revealed to me as a child. And I didn't go into politics because, number one, I was busy raising my children. Number two, I was busy running my businesses. And number three, you know, it's a certain element of fear that's attached to politics, if you're a realist, you know. And I am. I'm a realist. And number four, because it was really unnecessary, it's kind of like when you know something, you don't have to put a whole lot of effort into it. However, in order for people to take you seriously, you have to play the part. And I might be a late bloomer, but somewhere in my past life, I believe I was a politician. Because otherwise, why would I even be interested in this? Like, I didn't just wake up and say, oh, I want to be president. It's too dangerous for one thing. I like my happy life. I like being able to go to the mall and the grocery store, dress however I want to dress. I do. But
you've said
dangerous, to
you
make
said
the
dangerous
sacrifice.
Twice. You said the word dangerous twice in this interview. What do you feel is dangerous, and why are you doing it if you feel
it
it's
is
a, it's
dangerous.
So
you get death threats. People, Obama gets all types of death threats all day, every day. Hillary, same thing. Politicians especially get death threats, a lot of death threats. I haven't had any death threats, and God willing, I won't have any.
And so Mark, you still there?
Hello?
Mark, you still there? There's Mark. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I want to give you your opportunity real quick to let everybody know that's listening, you know, exactly what Soul Central Magazine is, how you can help artists, how you're currently – what is Soul Central Magazine doing behind Lyle? Why did you put her on the cover?
There's so many things that we've got going on at the moment, from TV shows. We're working on a movie. We've got a new marketing promotional company that we're putting out. But the reason why Leo's on there – is because she's standing up for the people. And, you know, the people want a person to be heard that is speaking for the people, not speaking for the corporate companies that want to make billions and billions, which they always do anyway. So, you know, I just thought it would have been I just thought it was a blessing to be able to have somebody like her, especially being maybe the possible first female president as well. So I just thought that was good. Now, going back to the magazine, we've got a lot going on at the moment. We've got we're working with Sony and we're working with UMG, so we can help people get major distribution through major platforms. We're currently working with a number of radio stations which can help you get global radio promotion. That's like in Japan, in the UK, Australia. We supply some of these things in the magazine campaigns. Now, our magazine is pretty unique. When you usually go to another magazine, they will give you a magazine feature. Well, what we like to do with artists is actually do a magazine campaign. So they'll be in the magazine, they'll get airplay on the radio, we do a video interview with them, we'll start promoting some of their music videos, you know. We do so much promotion, and we also connect them with other people. So, you know, I just think, you know, come over to Soul Central, man, and give us a try, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. You know?
Real quick, and Lyle, I'm going to give you your opportunity to promote whatever you want to promote. So while I'm talking to Mark, think about your last final, you know, promotion, what you want all the listeners to know about. But tell them a little bit about Soul Central TV and where that broadcast is.
All right, Soul Central TV. Now, that is a digital TV channel that we have on the same platform as Netflix. And that's going to be a 24-hour TV channel, 7 days a week. What we've got on there at the moment, we've got about five of our own TV shows that we've created ourselves. And we're currently looking for different producers that make their own shows, whether it's chat shows or comedian shows or live shows, to, you know, connect with us and maybe submitting a series or submitting some of their shows, you know? We've got
okay,
over
cool. so guys,
14
I'm
million.
Sorry,
we've also got over 14 million viewers on that. So it's a very, very good platform to be seen and heard on.
That's not bad. And you have an application they can download as well, right? They just look up Soul Central?
You've got the Soul Central TV app as well. That had it's had over 10,000 downloads in the last 2-3 months. So it's that's going really well at the moment. So there's so many things going on. It's like a whirlpool, Eric. You know what it's like, man. When you're in the middle of it, there's a lot of things going on.
And an easy way just add it to your lack of sleep. I apologize, man. So guys,
and I haven't had much sleep because I've been up all night working on pages, so I'm a little bit tired at the moment. But I'll be going to get some rest after this.
So guys, if you want to get a hold of Soul Central Magazine or Soul Central TV, you can actually go to just search Soul Central on Twitter or Facebook. You'll definitely find them. You can tell, it's Soul Central Mag? Is that the Twitter?
Soul Central Magazine. Oh, yeah, the Twitter is Soul Central Mag. And you can also check out Soul Central TV and the websites. And the websites are soulcentralmagazine.com, soulcentraltv.net. And also, if you go to goglobalorstaylocal.com as well.
And just so you guys know how this relationship works, you can hashtag EasyWay UK if you contact them, so they know that Soul Central knows that you listen to EasyWay and you know, and so anybody out there that's looking to get their music out there, get their productions. Stop typing behind me. I can hear you clicking. Dang it.
All right, sorry, man. Oh, man, I've got people hitting your server.
For anybody out there that's looking to get their shows or their TV shows, their films, their stuff out there, as you see, this is a great distribution platform. They deal with a lot of great stuff. So you hit them up on social media, hashtag EasyWayUK. That's how we do it. We do syndicate and distribute to them. Most of the stuff we put on our YouTube channel, you'll see on Soul Central TV. And we'll be rocking with you, man, on the Chocolate City Paramount Viacom thing we're doing.
All right, Eric. Also, you know, we can't forget GenesisRadioBirmingham.com and GenesisRadio.co.uk over there in the UK. Syndicating the easy way. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I didn't forget about it. You forgot about it. I said them 5 different times on the show already.
Man, I must be tired, man. This is not a good...
Mark, now we know what you do. Mark, now we know what you do when you're sleeping. You type and type and type.
He doesn't stop.
I know.
That's the real sign of a... That's the real sign of a winner, guys. You never stop typing. You get carpal tunnel syndrome, and then you go get the cure for it, and you keep moving. It's a mobile and social media world nowadays, and so if you're looking to get out there, definitely hit Soul Central Magazine, especially in the UK. It's a great little partner piece of the whole Easy Way movement. Now, I want to go back to you, Lyle. What do you want to get out there? What do you want the people to know? How do people vote for you? How do people get involved with you and support, support the movement?
Okay, it's very important that people all across America know that I am running as an unaffiliated write-in candidate. That means that I'm not Democratic, I'm not Republican, nor am I independent. You have to write my name on the ballot. And in time, we'll put, little like imitation ballots out and show you how to do it and things of that nature. But this is my campaign slogan. It's time for a real change, a new world, paradise for all. And in order for us to accomplish that, we have to unite, structure, plan, and execute. And we cannot do it out of order. I just want to give a shout-out to Miss Kitty, who is my publicist. She's at HollyWebOnline.com. I want to give a huge shout-out to Mark Rowe, who is also a member of my management and marketing PR team, and also Beauty is the Beast Hair Studio, which is who I share campaign headquarters with here in Richmond, Virginia. And, of course, shout out to Easy Way, Viva, and Eric.
Oh, thank you so much, Lyle. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
So,
Lyle,
before
Lyle,
you go, I'm going to introduce you. Before you go, I'm going to introduce you to somebody that's actually got our next segment, the segment guest, one of our newfound partners. His name is Kaya Redford. He is an established celebrity coach. He has a coaching training facility, school center. They work with everybody from Bank of America and down. And I wanted to introduce you to him. He's a big and great supporter. Kaya Redford, welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just listening to you. And congratulations on your platform. I think absolutely.
Thank you.
First I want to acknowledge Eric. Eric's doing fantastic work in the world, and I'm just truly honored to work with him on some things that we're developing. I think he has such a strong platform for building leaders and having them learn ways to leverage their talents and their gifts of internet and so forth. And I'm meeting you for the first time. So
thank you.
I loved what you shared. I'm very much a proponent on unity. I actually just got out of a training. I'm doing conflict resolution and organizational values alignment for the city of Ontario, for the mayor of Ontario, Paul Lyon, and a group out there. And we just got out of a board meeting. And it's pretty much what you just said, you know. Getting people to work together as a team, the nation, and then when you take a look at the global picture, we have all these different countries, all these different religions, all these different people that have truly so many differences, and those differences can be used to make our world an even greater place. And unfortunately, the differences have people divided to a degree, and war and a lot of suffering, and just so any conversation about unity and transformation and global change and real change,
amen,
you know,
amen to
change, you know, it's exciting. So I'm all in it.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you, and I look forward to meeting you in person one day.
Absolutely. So excited. Thank you, Eric, for introducing me to. And I just tuned in like a minute ago, so I would love to know your name and so that I can learn more about you.
My name is Leo Morris, and that's spelled L as in Larry, A as in Apple, I as in Indian, O as in Octopus, Morris, M as in Mary, O-R-R-I-S. And that's my website, actually, www.leomorris.com. And I love Google. You can just Google me and all my social networking websites will pop up.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Redford. Thank you very much, and congratulations. And I wish you much continued success.
And absolutely,
Lyle.
Same for you.
And thank you, Lyle. And we are, you know, I just, that's what our this network is about. That's what, how we do it the easy way. Remember, guys, you can follow our Facebook group, Hollywood the Easy Way, if you're trying to promote yourself and get yourself out there and meet like-minded individuals. It's a great group. We're creeping up to 7,000 members, trying to get to 10,000. So let's keep everybody, pumping. And it's a wonderful little resource. You can also download our application, the Eric Zuley app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And, Kaya is a great person to meet, Lyle. You know, you guys can get involved, get in touch with each other through social media. Kaya, in a nutshell, really, really quick, before we let Lyle go, a minute, tell who you are, what you do, who you've worked with, some of your testimonials, go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, so we have Kaya Redford Success Coaching, which is, the website is www.krsuccess.com, so it's just abbreviated, www.krsuccess.com. What we are is an academy of leadership training, entrepreneurial training, sales training, helping people become the best that they can be. We work with the City of Ontario, like I mentioned, Mayor Paul Lyon, different other city organizations across the LA County. We've done trainings as far as China, Houston, New York, internationally and locally. And we've trained Bank of America, New York Life, Century 21, Keller Williams, Xerox, British Telecom, a large number of companies. And then also we're working with veterans that suffer from PTSD that are suicidal. Unfortunately, there's about 22 veterans on a daily basis that take their own lives due to post-traumatic stress disorder. So we have a veterans rehabilitation program. We're working with Deanne Tate and Veterans First in Orange County. And then we have a youth and teen program that we're bringing in the Power Rangers, good friends of Eric's, that are going to be working with youth and teens. So we're kind of like a full service academy where someone can go and get expertise help. It certainly isn't me. I'm just teamed up with great other people. Steve Jennings, an Olympian silver medalist, Gary Stolman, who's been on the Dr. Phil show several times, who's a relationship expert, runs a business in Beverly Hills, and Damien Bertrand, who also is a hypnotherapist who helps a lot of celebrity clientele and has a TV show on the Lifetime Channel. So we're just a team of experts that each person has an expertise of a way of helping someone to transform their life. And then we come together, and Eric, I so admire what Eric does, and I see him as an expert in his niche that none of us know. He's just
right,
the expert
right.
at it. And so right. We would like to work with Eric and introduce Eric to all of our trainers that need his help, and our communities and our clients that need his help, and then vice versa. So the whole purpose is to transform the planet. And it's better when we do it all as a team. Together, we're stronger as a team, and that's kind of it.
Absolutely. We are more powerful in numbers. And I read a book once that said that we jump back in clusters, so it seems like we all jump back at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I get disturbed, honestly. I have a lot of friends on social media and I have, I guess, on Facebook, on the news feed and certain things, I have people that I have purposely not deleted. You know, in other words, there's people that really horrific, crazy videos of just dark stuff going on around the world, you know, and I'm not even going to get into it because I would not want to create pictures in anybody's head right now, but just dark stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I keep those things because I want to be aware. I don't want to live in la-la land and
correct.
Bury my head in the sand and think that the world is changing, you know, and then wake up, pull my head out of the sand 10, 20 years. I have a 16-year-old son who's graduating high school on his 17th birthday, and I have another son, so I have two boys, 16 and 15, 16-year-olds turning 17 at the end of this month and graduating high school a week later. I don't want to wake up 20 years from now and their life, their freedoms, their opportunities are stifled by the madness that's going on, the decision-making in the world. So I have to do my part. And so people need help, you know. People need help. Conflict resolution around the world in marriages, between parents and their kids, between government agencies, between world leaders, between countries. It's a major thing. And, you know, we need more leaders. And so you're a leader. Eric's a leader. I'm a leader. And so leaders empowering leaders is, for me, what it's all about.
Exactly. I only follow other leaders myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of my favorite books is the book, John Maxwell's book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And, you know, there's 21 laws, and you just spoke about one of them, which is, I have to remember the specific name, I think the Law of Respect. And it talks about Michael Jordan and, you know, how they were trying to get rid of Phil Jackson in Chicago. And Michael Jordan, he said, I will refuse to come back to the team if you don't hire Phil Jackson. Because he knew that, yes, he's the best player, but there's someone that he admires, that he saw as a 10 out of 10 leader, and he wasn't going to play for any other coach. And so following leaders is critically important, and that's the lesson I think we can all, you know, learn from. Is we got to be surround ourselves with people that are moving and shaking. And that's one thing I love about Eric. I've known him for quite a while, and I've just noticed he is growing so fast. His movement's growing fast, his platform. And there'll be a day when I hear the news, he has his talk show. You know, there'll be a day that we get this news where, you know, he's on national television with a show, and it's a building process. And so I just want to support him as we can support each other and everybody all combined, and you included.
One hand washes the other.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Eric.
Well,
thanks,
Eric,
everybody.
How's your day been so far? I think he's there.
Pardon? I wanted to say, Val, you said something, and you said that you were a president already. And you know what? I truly believe that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I wanted to say that because I believe in that a lot. You know what you've done before, and that's why it comes to you so naturally.
Thank you. I appreciate the encouragement. You know, some people around me, they think it's a joke, and they don't offer as much encouragement and things of that nature. So it's a total blessing to have you guys supporting me.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love the way you think, and I love the way you express yourself. And, you know, that's what I'm about. I love that. I love to be surrounded by people that are so positive and just know exactly what they're after. It's like the eye of the tiger. You know what you want, and that's where you're going to go, and that's where you're going to take yourself. And with the help of everybody surrounding you, supporting you, there's no stopping.
You're exactly right. And I don't plan to stop. It's no turning back at this point. You know, people ask me all the time, and I just tell them there's no turning back. It would be the most embarrassing thing in the whole wide world to announce that you're going to run for president and then somebody spooks you into not running. So, you know, I had to develop this fearless spirit,
yes,
which I've pretty much always had.
And
but
you just
reality,
listen to yourself, yes, inside, mm-hmm, your in-self. You listen to you and you,
yeah,
know what you need to do, and that's it.
Yeah, sometimes it's easy to shy away from doing things because it seems so dangerous, but I'm not scared ever.
All right, guys, I apologize. I'm back, and I'm riled up, and I'm angry, and I'm pissed off. Blog Talk's got to get their stuff together. I'm sorry. I'm a very real person, and I've been going back. I got to call into my own show to get back on my show. Blog Talk, what's your deal? Seriously. I'm like, right in the middle of a conversation. All of a sudden, I get, dee-dee-dee. what's that about? Come on, you know, like this is a big show. A lot of people are listening. If you guys, you know, round up, let's mutiny. Let's get Blog Talk. No, I'm kidding. I love Blog Talk. Please don't cancel my show.
Yeah, shout out to Blog Talk.
No, but I actually had to call back into my show. I don't know what was going on. I apologize, guys. I had a little bit of technical difficulties there, and I'm now adjusting my head in a certain direction because I'm on my cell phone. I get no signal on my cell phone, so if you lose me, I apologize. But so this has been a great, fantastic, amazing show. Kai, I apologize. We got to get to your segment. Lyle, you've been amazing. I hope that our Easy Way team, you know, can get more information on you and we can help you raise awareness so people can choose to support you and your endeavors. We still got Mark there, or did Mark fall asleep on me?
He's typing.
No, I'm still here. I'm working. I'm speaking to three people at one time, and I'm working on pages. Can you believe
it? He's typing. He's typing.
You've been up for 48 hours straight, dude. You're a trooper. You're a soldier. You know, I know. People can feel that. You've been up for 48 hours straight, and yet you're still on the show. And you know, I want to know what coffee sponsor, or what, you know, what energy drink sponsor you got, because you're a beast.
Would you say no energy? What did you say? What energy? Drink
energy,
coffee.
What's,
yeah,
that? Yeah, clear vision and non-headaches? I don't know what that means. No,
I drink tea. Tea seems to be for me.
I'm going to get into Kyle Redford. Kyle, you know, we were going to announce, you know, kind of sneak peek of a little bit of what the Easy Way movement and the NLP, Kyle Redford Success Movement is. Let's talk a little bit about the facility that you guys have and some of the things we have preliminarily been discussing so people can kind of put in their calendars and get an idea of the possibilities.
Absolutely. So tonight we have, I know that last time I spoke with Eric, he has about 8 to 10 different events on his calendar in the next few weeks. So there's so much going on. We have one tonight at 1010 Wilshire. Our headquarters is in downtown LA at the 1010 Wilshire building. Some of us may know the building. It's was voted number one rooftop in LA. It's an amazing high-level industry building with a lot of people in the entertainment arts. I think the guy on the 15th floor is the guy that did all the special effects for the Transformers movies and so forth, his company at least. So we have an event tonight from 7 to 7:30, which is a networking event. And then from 7:30 to 9:30, we have an introductory success NLP workshop. And some people will go, well, what's NLP? NLP is a technology or technique that helps people tap into their excellence. It's just simply the study of human excellence, and it's been around for about 30 years. Ronald Reagan was the first president heavily trained in NLP. Bill and Hillary Clinton, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey are just some people that have used it. It's neuro, how we think, linguistic, how we communicate, and programming, which is our behavior. And what it illuminates is when all those three things, how we think, how we communicate, and how we behave, when all those three things are on the same page, we have a lot more power, a lot more influence in the world, and we get things done. It also illuminates when those things are not on the same page. In other words, a lot of people, unfortunately, are battle themselves with thinking. They have negative thinking. Their thoughts are actually in conflict with what they want. Then, you know, they're out of alignment with their own vision and their behavior. They don't walk their talk, or they don't honor their word, or whatever it is. Life can show up as a struggle. So I'm excited. We have a two-hour mini workshop that's free tonight at 1010 Wilshire. I'll give you guys the address. It's 1010 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, and the zip code is 90017. And it's 7:30 networking, 7:30 to 9:30, the mini workshop. It's free. You can bring your guests. We are talking about doing an event, another event. I know, because Eric is super busy for this evening. We're talking about having another event where we can do a rooftop event and we can showcase Eric's platform. Our company, KR Success, can showcase Eric's platform and offer, you know, his very, very needed expertise and knowledge and resources to some of our to our clients. So we don't have that date in the calendar just yet, but I will definitely, as soon as I get those dates, share them with you. And we're just looking to create a collaboration, you know, to give people more of what they need, to truly believe leveraging systems, leveraging relationships and technology is something that's absolutely necessary for anybody, and leveraging the internet and social media is something that's absolutely necessary for anybody to get to where they want to go in life. And then that's the element that I feel Eric and his platform brings. And then leveraging ourselves, you know, leveraging our true gifts, you know, leveraging our ability to effectively communicate, our ability to be focused and stay focused, our ability to be confident, to really to crystallize and create our future, and all those internal mindset things that are the difference that really makes the difference between people that succeed and fail, is the element that we and all of our coaches are wanting to share. So combining those two together, I feel that someone can come and get the kind of help they need to get to where they want to go in life. So I really want to thank Eric for this you know, opportunity for us to collaborate and to make a big difference in the world.
Hey, Kai, so, and I actually have a story. I love the 1010 Wilshire building. The 1010 Wilshire building was the first time, guys, that I actually got involved with the American Chinese CEO Society. And shout out to Denise O'Brien for, you know, inviting us to cover that event. Because that was the first day that I met Senator Bob Huff. Became friends with him. Not only did I meet him, not only did I interview him, and if you search somewhere, it's out there, and if it's not, I apologize, I'll post it. But I met Senator Bob Huff, and not only did I meet him, but after I was done interviewing him, he gave me his card, and not only did he give me his card, but he turned it around and he wrote two little things on there. It's called his phone number, his direct phone number, and his email, for me to actually keep in touch with him. So he something sparked him. And so that's the thing, guys, is when you go to these events, when you go to these situations, when you have the opportunity to network yourself to success, you need to do everything you can possibly do to capture what that other person you're networking with, to capture their interest in wanting to deal with you. And don't try to pitch yourself on them. Don't try to Don't try to deal with them because you're trying to benefit yourself. You know, give them a reason to want to deal with you. And I don't know what I did, but something happened. I'm actually holding his card right here. Woo! Maybe I'll take a picture of it.
I'll
mark
that
his phone number. But I met the president of the American Chinese CEO Society. Shout out to Robert Sun, which is the biggest B2B for China and the U.S. And as you guys know, China's buying up everything. China owns everything. Go China. And China billionaires and millionaires. I met the president of China Mobile, which is a $60 billion company, 150,000 plus employees. I've met the owner of the South Coast Plaza. It goes on and on. People with Bank of America and the people that run the trust fund for Los Angeles. And it's all on our blog. If you go to WTVnetworks.com, and you click on, I think it's the biz section, you'll see all of it. And I met so many incredible people. I love that building. And the fact, when Kaya taught, it was like God was telling me I needed to work with Kaya when he said that they're at the 1010 Wilshire building. Because I told my, that's a special building in my heart, because that was like the beginning of a new corporate level for me as far as some of the people that we met. And there's an incredible video. I recommend you guys go on WTVnetworks.com, check out the blog post. Very, very incredible video. And then also, Sakaya, we did the Los Angeles Convention Center collectively together. We did the Ascent Expo. Can you do me a favor and tell a little bit of your experience and what you saw in regards to Easy Way Street and the main stage and what our involvement was with that?
Well, you know, what's really fascinating is, and I don't know who else is aware of this, Easy Way got involved. We're not involved from the very beginning. And it was interesting because I think your organization got involved, shortly before the actual event. And yet you had the greatest presence at the event. Greatest presence, most of the booths, and I believe brought most of the people. So on short notice, so really it's about producing results. And I think, Ascent Expo was a great event. It wasn't about quantity. It was about quality. I believe there are people there I work and I do seminars for companies that want to increase their bottom line. They want to make more money. But really, that's not the reason why I'm there. I'm not the reason why I'm there is not for me. My purpose is not to make the rich just richer. It's really about waking up, having them become more successful in what they do, but from heart. And so I felt like there's the types of people that were there, the quality of people were more heart-based than, the financial crowd. They're there with a social consciousness, a desire to impact the world, make money while changing the world, and Reverend Michael Beck was opened up, and there were many fantastic people there. And Eric, I think you brought an amazing energy to the group, and a lot of people that you attracted to the group, and you made a big difference on short notice to that event. So I really would like to acknowledge you for that.
Well, I appreciate you saying the whole short notice thing. And, the people who were speaking on the main stage, guys, was Dr. Michael Beckwith, which is actually a cousin to one of our VPs, Frank Shankwitz, which is the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Michelle Patterson, creator of the Women's Network, Patch Adams, many amazing people. I was one of the speakers as well. And it was fantastic. But our stage, we actually had the Soul Train dancers, and we had Lokita, who's danced and performed on Ellen DeGeneres and all the major talk shows. He's 12 years old. He's a dancing sensation. And it was a great opportunity to put independence with stars that are established. And I'll tell you, we actually had a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of thank yous, because people met a lot of people, and I just want to stress that that's what Easy Way is about, guys, is connecting like-minded individuals to other like-minded individuals. I'm sorry, Vita, were you saying something?
Oh, no, I totally agree. That's awesome. I'm just...
Now, Kaya, I wanted you to meet two people as well. We have Mark Rowe, which is our partner with... Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV, and Genesis Radio Birmingham, and they're our UK partner. They're very strong in the UK. So, Mark, meet Kyle Redford.
Hi there.
Hi there. I'm enjoying that accent, by the way. I lived in England for a few years near Windsor in a place called Raysbury. and I did. I was the first year of the GCSE, so from about 9 years old to 19, for about 10 years, I lived in England. So I love that place.
Oh, lovely, man.
Yeah, and guys, Kaya Redford actually had a near-death experience. Kaya, tell us a little bit about your near-death experience, and I'm going to introduce Aviva.
Well, there was a day that I realized that I was having shortness of breath and didn't know what it was. I ended up going to the hospital, and long story short, they found out that I had an aneurysm, which is a swelling of my artery, the aorta artery, the big artery, right above the heart, and then I needed open heart surgery. So, you know, it is what it is. So I had to August 14th of 2014. So about, I don't know, 8 months ago, 7-8 months ago, I had to undergo one of the biggest surgeries known to man, which is the open heart surgery. You know, slicing open my chest 15 inches, sawing, literally, I don't want to get a graphic, but why not, let's have fun with it, sawing through the sternum bone, which is the middle bone that captures all the ribs, sawing that in half, opening up the chest completely. And I got to tell you, I think that was the transformation for me, because so much has changed about me after surgery. I'm not going to knock myself and say that I wasn't a good guy. I was a good guy. But I think, I probably had battles with ego and, you know, whatever. I could tell you when I got out of the surgery and I couldn't breathe, stand, or walk, and I had this 80-year-old man who was walking around the hospital, made me look like I was just praying for 1% of his strength, you know. And so it humbled me, and it made me realize that I'm not invincible. I used to think I'm Superman, but I'm not. I have to respect and love and honor my body and know when it's a time to go and when it's a time to stop. And Sean Arnold, who's one of my dear friends, speaker with Les Brown, she said, you know what that was, don't you? And I'm like, what? She said, universe was sending you a message. Either you, Kaya, make the decision you need to make, or I, the universe, will make it for you. And I felt that I was just doing too much, working too hard, taking on too much stress, other personal things in there as well, and all of that combined to the experience I went under. So the gift to humanity is I feel that my heart is so big, so wide, so open. I feel blessed to be alive, blessed to be here, blessed to be able to look at my sons in the eyes another day, another month, another year. Blessed, and I have so much more respect for my gift that I'm blessed to be able to share this gift. I think all of us have these things. You know, we battle ourselves on things. If it's not ego, it's pridefulness. If it's not pridefulness, we want to be right, or we want it to be our way. And what that did for me is it helped me reset my whole reset button, my life, and start a new foundation, a life on some simple principles of, you know, just humility, adding value to people, empowering leaders. So it's different now. I want to elevate leaders. So I want people to share the global stage of transformation. I don't want to do it alone. I used to want to be the Tony Robbins guy, right? I don't want to do that. I want 100 of us, 1,000 of us, 1,000,000 of us up there on stage being the big change artists of the world, being the evolution of the world. I want to celebrate and be in the presence of other people that are doing the same thing. So my whole energy of how I approach my life and how I come from has changed. And so really, if I had to do it all over again, if you asked me 5 months or 6-7 months ago, I would say hell no. But now that I've recuperated, I've got my strength back, and things have changed so fast, so furious. I think it truly was, it was a transformation on that operating table, and I think it's going to prove to be a bigger gift to the world.
I feel you, man, and you held through, and I kind of relate to you on the fact that my dad had lymphoma cancer, and I thought, I mean, it wasn't me that dealt with it, but when your family deals with it, it's like you, and things that happen in your life that change you to do better and do good, and it's great what you're trying to do, and so I also really quick, well, before I introduce you to Viva, Lyle, I don't know if you're still with us, but we actually had a call. Hey, Lyle. Okay, we had a caller that came in that just wanted to say that they support you. Caller from Richmond, Virginia. What's your name, and what did you want to say to Lyle?
Yes, my name is Dwayne Hill. I'm CEO and founder of RVA Faith Walk here in Richmond, Virginia. And I just wanted to call and give Ms. Morris my greatest wishes on her presidential run. Wish you the very best, and God bless you. I'm sure it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal year.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
You're welcome.
Well, I love that, the Faith Walk. I want to know more about you, man. Make sure you go like our page, Easy Way Broadcasting. My Twitter is Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I hope you enjoy the show. We're a very big faith-based network organization. I'm a vehicle for God, and I always tell people I'm trying to give God, I'm trying to give Hollywood back to God. So let's definitely talk. I love the name.
All right, sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go back to Kyle Redford and the introduction to Viva. Kyle, I want to introduce you to our artist Viva. Viva is actually my co-host today, and she's actually sold over 500,000 units. She's a Spanglish artist. She was number one on the Billboard charts. It goes on and on. The event I was telling you about on June 13th, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the artist. That's her.
Oh,
and wow. I'll tell you guys right now, this event is going off the chains. Okay, I'm going to shut up. You guys go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
Hi, nice to meet you all. I've been listening the entire time.
Oh, great to meet you, too.
And I got to say, I didn't want to interrupt you because, you know, when nobody wants to interrupt because your words are so amazing. I'm such a fan of people that are positive. And I was just telling Lyle that. This group right now, this show today is amazing, Easy Way.
Amazing.
I have no idea how you got so many amazing people on today. I have become a fan. I love when you can actually speak and it's over the radio waves, but you feel it. You feel the sincerity in both of you, and that to me is special. This world needs more people like both of you, honestly.
But it's not just us, though, Viva. It's you and Eric as well. It's Mark as well. It's no mistake. It's by design. It's not by mistake.
Yeah, I'm new to this whole thing on the radio and stuff, and it's amazing how some people you can feel through the phone, through the airwaves. And that's what I'm talking about. That is what's really nice today.
You were doing it the easy way, and you went to the Mansion of Blood movie premiere starring Gary Busey and many Hollywood, old-school Hollywood stars. The carpet was about 85 feet long. And talk to us a little bit about your experience and who you met and how many people want to come to your event after going there.
Well, it definitely is a very positive event as well because we're setting this up so other talents can express themselves, you know, musically with their talents. If they never had the opportunity to, we actually want them to have the opportunity. Not only do we have media coverage that's going to be there so we can get the word out of how talented people are, how their positive messages can actually come through the waves of music.
I wanted you to talk about the Hollywood premiere that you went to and who you met and who's now coming to the event and who's getting involved. Yeah, the type of people that you met.
I met amazing people at the event. It was, like I said earlier, it was a star-studded evening. I had the honor to actually interview Patrick Sunset, which is Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots on. With Easy Way, I was able to have that opportunity to interview him, and he will be also at the event, June 13th. I met a beautiful woman, Risa Gray. She was such a sweetheart. She is Betty White's off the rockers NBC and Lifetime, who is also going to be at the event. So, I mean,
besides these two people, we have so many other celebrities that thanks to the Easy Way, we were able to accomplish so many wonderful people in one spot, one evening, VIP, everything that night. We have
well, one particular person I'm thinking of is you met a lady named Vicky. I can't remember her last name, but Vicky is you guys just became girlfriends. You met, but it turned out that Vicky actually has 1.8 million likes in what she does, and she's celebrating her birthday at your event now.
Absolutely, Vicky Lee is her name. Vicky Lee Valentino, and her and I connected, like what you guys are talking about. We connected in a very spiritual, soulful way that it happens just in that instant. You know that that person has a beautiful, positive heart. And because we connected, we had met that night for the first time. Now we are lifetime, what we call sisters. And I am going to be singing happy birthday to Miss Vicky Lee at my event June 13th. She is going to be there. I'm going to have a cake for her, and we're going to all sing happy birthday, not only to Vicky Lee, but also to Ryan Torres, which is from AEM Artists. So, I mean, I could stay here for an hour talking about how many wonderful people we're going to have at this event, and we're doing it all the easy way, and that is why things come together. I'm very honored. I want to say one thing. I have a couple artists that are going to be showing up that I'm very excited to see perform. And one of them is LP Official. That artist I had never heard of before. But when I heard his music, I have instantly became a giant fan that I can't wait to see him perform that night. And I'm actually going to be probably in the front row, just mesmerized. And these are the type of things that I'm talking about. Talent that you've never heard of that speak with their heart and they're given the opportunity. And you don't know how many followers they have because, you know, in the music industry, it's so dictated of who's going to make it, who's not, when really any person that has talent is and should be celebrated. And I'm not talking just music. I'm talking about, like, the people on the radio today. These are talented people in their heart. Lyle, who is running for president, that is an amazing talent inside of her heart, to know and feel that she is going to conquer something like this. And then you have Kevin, who's also an amazing person that has helped so many people. This is what we're talking about. And this is
now,
what
Kai,
this event is about.
Kai, can we expect to see you and some of your KR success team down at the event on the 13th?
Yes, I'm going to check to make sure that that's the date in our calendar. We have a lot of events now. What day of the week is that again?
Saturday,
June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check right now, actually. Hold on real quick.
Please do. Give us a confirmation on air. That way you can't, you know, change it because it's on air. And all my fans will hate you.
Easy. I didn't want to forget to say about how the day after the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, that's also in the Hollywood Reporter, that is something that's very important that we're going to do. Also, you had mentioned we're going to be on the Indie 100 radio on June 3rd talking about the event.
Yeah, LA Talk Radio, Indie 100 radio, different FM stations, MDK radio. We're pushing this thing like crazy. But, yeah, thank you for reminding me, Viva. Shout out to my boy Brent, who is the founder of the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, supported by Hollywood Reporter. There's a big thing that they're doing on the 16th. If anybody wants to go to this, download my application, hit me up on my app, or you can hit us up on our fans page or Twitter.
Which I already did.
This is actually a launch of one of the next biggest radio stations called Boom Pop Radio on Sirius Radio. It's a very big event. And it's actually presented by the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, which has honored Ludacris and Down. They're a very big organization. If you haven't heard of them, go to Hollywood Music and Media Awards on Google, get more information. Mm-hmm. Kyle Redford, you got an answer for us?
I am available June 13th. Luckily, that is my one weekend off. The weekend before it, half seminar, the weekend after it, seminar. So we'll be there, and I will see about bringing my team of speakers and trainers with us.
Beautiful.
Awesome. That's big right there.
Beautiful.
That's big because Kai's just like me, man. A lot comes along with them. And Mark Rowe, are you going to send someone to cover for Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV? You still there with us?
I definitely will, as long as I don't fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm loving this accent.
Yeah.
By the way, for Mark, I played rugby. That was an interesting experience playing in English sport. And I was called flanker. I played flanker. So they had a nickname for me, which I'm sure you know what that is.
No, I don't.
You don't know the... Well, it's a little bit crude. You know how rugby players are. They drink beer. And they make kind of crude remarks. I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Uh-oh.
Let's not. Let's not say
let's
we pretend we did.
But the British, you know, it was funny. So
I'm trying to keep away from rugby. I've seen.
I'll give you a hint. I'll say they call me flanker, the, and then something that rhymes with flanker.
I just wanted to add quickly before I go. I was listening to what you guys are talking about, and I heard about the operations and things like that. And recently, about a year ago, I had cancer. And, it was really bad, man. And I was so worried, man. But I had an operation. They got it out. Left a huge hole in me, like the size of a tank shell. Size of a tank shell they left in me, but it's taken about a year. It's taken about a year and it's healed up. So,
nice.
So what
amen. God is good. Hey, Lyle, we got about 2 minutes left, about 1 minute and 50 seconds left in the show, guys, so I'm going to be really quick here. Lyle, you got to get on a plane and come hang out with us June 13th. I really appreciate you, everybody being on the show. You guys have been amazing guests. Viva, thank you for co-hosting with me. I hope you guys out there enjoyed the show, Easy Talk Live. We do this, remember, every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. We have amazing guests. And June 10th, we shoot our show. We're bringing back the Easy Show officially. If you don't know about it, go to theeasyshow.com. It's a green screen talk show that also connects you via events, connects you to public figures, connects you to what you need to get to. And our guests, I'm proud to announce, and when I say this, it's all heck is going to break loose. Look up CEO Space, the chairman of CEO Space. That is my guest on June 10th coming up, The Easy Show. Check it out. That's how we do it, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. It's been amazing. Next week we got a really fantastic guest. Don't go away. Don't miss it. This is what we do. We just connect like-minded individuals. Remember, download the application, ERIC. ZULEY. And also on June 13th, we're going to be doing some giveaways, iPad minis and money and a whole bunch of great stuff. If you want to get on YM and some of the biggest photo agencies, the biggest press, you need to be there. So make sure you subscribe to us and you keep following us. The guys, you've been amazing, fantastic guests. We really appreciate you guys. And but we are out of time. I apologize, guys. We're out of time. We got to go.
You,
it's Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting.
You.
Love you guys.
The Easy Way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by